Call of Duty Black Ops 3. I said it first, bitch.
Okay, that's cool.
Yep.
What's your opinion on Black Ops?
Well, wait, I'll explain what's going on. So, okay. we're going to talk about what we think should be in Black Ops 3, what we think will happen leading up to that, previous COD experiences, and what we felt about past CODs, you know, all that sort of stuff. So, in preparation for the release of Black Ops 3. Alright, so who wants to get us started?
Dylan, you can go ahead.
Okay, I was hoping one of you would go ahead, but alright. Matt. Matt?
I'm only here so I don't get fined.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay, Matt. You were talking about earlier about Ghost. You say Ghost was good. Mitchell, you say Ghost was bad, right?
Oh no, Ghost is shit. Ghost is horrible.
Yo, no.
Ghost is amazing.
Matt, Advanced Warfare.
Okay.
Advanced Warfare is shit.
Advanced Warfare is better.
Mitchell, why do you think Advanced Warfare is better than Ghost? I was trying to ask you that question.
Because the gameplay mechanics in Ghost was horrible. You would spawn right in front of an enemy, and it was
horrible.
Oh my god,
just because of spawn. That's all you got. Spawn.
So what's Black Ops 2?
Black Ops 2 is the best Call of Duty ever.
Don't eat ass at Call of Duty, and then wait, what the fuck did you just say? Black Ops 2?
Yeah.
He says Black Ops...
No. Modern Warfare 2 is the best Call of Duty.
I personally would say between MW2 and Black Ops 2. That's honestly what I would say.
Those were the best years.
COD 4 was actually
best
pretty good, years, too.
You didn't even stop playing Call of Duty till Black Ops 2.
Shut the fuck up. I played World of War. I played Black Ops 1. I played Modern Warfare.
Me and Mitchell and I would like. It wasn't you and me that be playing like World at War together.
Yeah.
What happened in the first mission on the cutscene of World at War 1?
Shut the fuck up, Matt.
I can name it.
And he'd cut your neck or something like that.
What else happens, feller? He takes a cigarette and burns the guy's eye.
Yeah.
And 2BH, he doesn't cut your neck. Your teammate cuts his neck.
Same thing, whatever.
Two different things. As you can see, one has more detail, the other one doesn't.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. This is about the exosuits, because me and Mitchell were talking about this earlier.
Exosuits are horrible. They should be taken out of the game and never put back in.
Okay, so you don't like exosuits. Mitchell, what do you think about exosuits?
Exosuits are kind of controversial because...
For Black Ops 3 right now, in the poster it looks like, at least, you know, it's not confirmed like you were telling me earlier, although I thought it was. But people are saying that it looks like exosuits will be...
Well, I mean, I hope, but there's not an exosuit.
I miss
Matt,
the old Call of Duty.
I'm talking. Anyways.
I don't care. Fuck, you're talking.
Black Ops 3 should not have exos because it kind of made enemies harder to kill. Because they'd just be jumping around and shit, and they'd be exo boosted.
So you don't like what it's like in Advanced Warfare?
Oh, yeah.
So like everyone can just easily dodge each other just by jumping across the map?
Yeah, Advanced Warfare, exo... I mean, maybe Treyarch could do it better than, what's it called, Sledgehammer? But I don't know. It's kind of controversial between yes or no.
I'm only buying the game for zombies.
So that's another thing we can talk about. I assume both of you like zombies in Black Ops 2.
Yes.
Si, senor. My favorite map was Mob of the Dead.
So do you think it should just be the same as Black Ops 2? What do you guys think about? So you want zombies to stay the same?
I think they should bring
Mob of the Dead.
I've been doing this for like 5 minutes and you're already arguing with each other.
I feel like they should make a whole new, like, story, new people.
New people.
All new places.
Well, obviously they're not gonna do that because they're gonna. As we know from the trailer, yeah, I mean, he was talking specifically about like the. I think there's like one part in there. He's like the numbers, Mason. So, obviously that was.
Oh fuck! So they're bringing Mason back and shit.
Well, I mean, that's what he's saying. I don't know, cause it could be either it could be like way farther ahead than that. And, you know, Mace might be dead or something, you know, depending on how far it is. And they're just talking about what's going on in that part of the storyline. Or, you know,
like
he might be there.
Present.
So we don't really know with Black Ops 3 yet what the timeline would be. Where this takes place, first of all.
It's going to
be in the future, but we don't know how far in the future. And we also don't know where, because we know two places, Cairo and Switzerland, because those were coordinates.
Switzerland! I don't know what the
Cairo
is.
Are you talking
but...
about this part? Hold up. Hold up. I'm good.
Yes, that's what I was talking about earlier. So that was obviously a reference to earlier parts in Black Ops.
But don't you remember the guy, Mason, didn't get to see, didn't start seeing the numbers till like they did some surgery on his fucking head? I bet you they're a fucking code to like some nuke or some shit.
So, are you thinking that's going to be revealed in Black Ops 3, or do you want that
to
be revealed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. If they did that, do you think that would mean that this is the last Black Ops, or do you think that would mean?
Probably. Possibly. This should be the last one. They should not go on anymore to series.
Yeah.
You think that they should just try to end on a high note and not screw it up?
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, I was a little nervous when they go big and said Black Ops 3. I was a little concerned. I'm like, but Black Ops 2 was already like, in my opinion, it was really good. I mean.
Yeah.
Are they going to be able to top it, or at least tie with it? Because I don't know.
It depends. If they over-futuristic it, it's going to be dumb as shit.
Well, yeah, that's true.
If they overdo the killstreaks, like Advanced Warfare, the killstreaks were ass. Like, there's no reason for the killstreaks in that game. Seriously.
Nobody even uses them, honestly.
I saw a video with, I think it was, this was a couple months ago. But it was, White Boy and, White Boy 7th Street. And he just, was
able... for marijuana use.
Thank you, Mitchell, for interrupting me. He was playing, and he just literally was able to get UAV and drone the entire match. Didn't even really have to move. Just camped with that kind of kill streak.
I don't really care. I still hate the kill streaks on Advanced Warfare.
Do you think also just this is just another small thing. I was just wondering. Do you think they're gonna come back with a Nuketown 2080 or whatever?
Hell yeah.
I want that. Nuketown 2025 was good.
Nah, I don't know.
Nuketown 2025 was actually it was a pretty fun map. I mean, obviously Nuketown the original was good. Do you think they're gonna make a Nuketown Zombies map?
I hope.
I hope they don't because it was horrible. It was ass.
What the?
You didn't like Nuketown?
No, it was bad.
I never.
Why do you say that?
It was too small and pointless. You'd have to
wait. Obviously, they have to have small maps. They have. I mean, every game has to have close quarter maps.
You'd have to wait. No, I'm talking like the zombies version. You had to wait.
For not zombies. I'm talking about
from the sky or whatever. I don't understand. Why wait? And then it's all luck. You don't know what you're about to get because you can get Juggernaut last and you'd be round fucking 20. That's no true. Juggernaut.
I thought Juggernaut always spawns first, though.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. I only played it twice, but I didn't like it.
Oh.
There's no room to run around and rape train.
Another issue we should talk about. They did say in the accidentally revealed source code, it was going to be only for next gen, so including PC, I guess.
Finally.
So do you think that's a good step or do you think that's a bad step? Because I feel especially in Battlefield Hardline, which came out fairly recently.
It doesn't
recently.
Affect me because I have two next gen bitches.
In Black Ops, yeah, I do too. And Hardline. That looked like it was being held back by the engine of it, if you watch gameplay of it, because they needed that engine for the last-gen consoles,
yeah,
so hopefully...
I think since the game's only next-gen, they can have a better engine, making it, better...
Because, the last-gen console, I feel like from now on, more and more people are upgrading to next-gen. Next-gen can offer, a lot more. The last-gen is just, holding back games at this point, for what they could be. Because they're, the Xbox 360 was coming up close to 10 years old now or something.
What I don't understand...
2006, so yeah, it's
Can we get back on subject?
What?
Well, this is kind of on subject, but yes. What are we talking about?
On subject.
Because you don't like when Mitchell gets... You don't like when Mitchell rages.
Nope. Hey.
I mean, what other parts... Okay, so what other big parts... I mean, how do you think gun balancing was? Which game do you think had the best balance?
What the fuck? The fuck does that mean?
Bouncing like,
Black Ops 2.
Dylan, Mitchell, pop.
COD game had the best balancing. Game had the best gun balancing? Guns were fairly equal. I mean, obviously,
Modern Warfare 2.
It was all snipers. Nobody used any other gun.
Yeah, I mean, really. Now on, all the content you see now, if you guys watch Jiv,
to the environment.
Matt, are you a sniper? I just want to ask this. Do you snipe?
Yes, I love sniping.
You're okay. That would explain some stuff for me. Mitchell, what kind of playstyle do you like?
SMGs, run up in there, fuck around.
Okay, so you're close quarters, Matt's long range. I'm kind of like, I kind of like to stay mid range.
Use them LMGs, stay around mid map.
Yeah,
that's
I do. Like in
that's
Black Ops,
a, that's
or
a
not
shit
Black
Robert
Ops, in
does.
Battlefield 4, me and that Type 88 LMG just fucking spraying. Oh my god.
I want Battlefield 4 back.
You know what they really should add?
What?
The next Call of Duty.
What?
I don't know. Wait.
Okay, I don't know. Let me think about it.
Fuck that.
Cars.
Did you
that,
say cars?
Okay, if they add any type of vehicle, it's like pulling a battlefield.
Yeah, I mean, it really it would be pulling a battlefield.
Okay, the only type of thing I could
although,
see them
well,
doing,
to be fair, I do think Battlefield
up.
Now is becoming Call of Duty. I think that Battlefield's more and more, and Halo, for that matter, are
Let's
both,
switch sides. We can become Battlefield, they can become Call of Duty.
No, I don't like that
idea.
Well,
I mean, it does kind of feel like they're trying to,
I'm moving back to Canada.
Copy off of each other. Oh, I mean, COD isn't really copying off of Battlefield as much as Battlefield is copying off of COD.
Can I talk?
Yes, you can talk.
I forgot now, so never mind.
Fuck, Matt. I was hoping you could add something, and then... Oh.
Alright, everybody...
I mean, I can talk about how, if they were gonna add a vehicle... You know how you spawn in?
Yes.
They should, like, have a thing when you spawn in, like, jumping out of a plane or helicopter parachuting on down in the map or some shit. I don't know. That'd be cool.
Okay, how many game modes do you think they should have?
I mean, we already have the match timer. So, like, if you just put the match timer there as you're jumping down the out of the plane or something.
All right, like, so,
choose it there.
Right now, in Advanced Warfare, I'm looking at it right now. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Oh, also,
18,
if you're a new
20,
subscriber,
21,
welcome.
22,
Matt, what were we saying? Mitchell, cut in your head for a second.
22,
what were we saying, Matt?
It doesn't matter. I'm only here not to get fined.
28, 29. There's 29 game modes.
29 right game now. Modes in Advanced Warfare to date?
Right now, yeah.
Okay, so...
This is...
Which
ones 11th.
Do you usually play? I'm just wondering, which ones do you usually play?
I usually play Momentum and the Ascendance playlist.
All right, you're gonna have to explain that to me, because I don't really play
Momentum,
Advanced Warfare.
It's like... It's kind of like... what's it called? Hold up. It's kind of like Hardpoint, but instead of hard points, it's flags, and each team has to, like, capture a flag, and...
So it's like... is it like Conquest in Battlefield 4, is that...
not really. It's more like...
It's more like Griffball and Halo.
Okay.
No, it's not. That's Uplink.
Oh, that's awkward.
Anyways.
So, but, okay, Mitchell, is it fair to say that you like more objective-based?
Yes, kind of.
Okay.
Well,
I'm just trying to get...
Really
I'm just trying to,
just,
I'm just trying to...
It's just a long game, so I can get kills.
Eat ass.
I'm just trying to show people listening to this just how we tend to play games so that they know what our bias...
Well, what I like to do when I'm playing a game is put Nutella on the booty.
Yeah.
And you know what to
Why
do from
is
there.
Matt in here?
Because
so
he's adding a input we need to this in this discussion, Mitchell. Please value his opinions. Listen to what he has to say. Thank you, Mitchell. Okay. Did you say Allah?
I mean, we've talked about strippers. They should add strippers to the game. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what, you think it should be like GTA, they have a strip club map? Oh, what if they did have a, just like in Black Ops 2, they had that like little bar where they had scrolling.
Yeah, yeah,
if they had,
yeah,
like,
but they should have a live strip club with girls in the fucking strip club. Or just put Mitchell on there. I mean, that'd be interesting.
Mitchell fucking stripping up there.
Black Ops 3,
oh my
music
god.
All around the map. Think
no, they shouldn't, because then I wouldn't be able to hear her footsteps and go MLG tryhard.
Oh, that's true.
Matt, do you really call that tryhard? Like,
yeah, it's a distraction.
Okay, this is another thing this made me think about this. How big in esports? Do you think this is still going to be massive in esports?
Obviously, every
Black
Call
Ops
of Duty
3's...
has been a big cult, like, MLG thing.
Well, I mean, if,
honestly,
if this one...
Exosuit really messed up MLG, in my opinion.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, there are things now with it becoming a more futuristic setting that are just kind of, like, throwing off...
Because Black Ops 2
people's
play probably...
styles.
And that's
just my
Call
opinion.
That's what Call of Duty's built on to be.
What?
MLG.
True. Because if like, there wasn't esports, they probably wouldn't even produce one every year. It'd probably be like every two.
I mean, I do want to point this out. Because Halo now, Halo 5, if you saw anything for that, the reason why it's becoming more like COD now, part of the reason, I think at least, is because they want to get back into the MLG scene. They want to get back into that group because I feel like with Reach, maybe not as much as Reach, but like some of the like one or two last ones, they are becoming less popular in the esports than like major MLG stuff. But I feel like now they're trying to copy off of COD. Like COD's got, you know, they have a solid fan base in the MLG sports. Maybe we should start doing what they're doing. So I think, I do think COD up to this point has got a solid fan base on esports because other games are copying off of them to try and get
something
like their fan base.
My mind.
What popped into your mind, Matt?
They need to get rid of supply drops.
No,
you
I
think
supply drops are cool?
No, I fucking hate them. It's just Call of Duty trying to make money. It's like another FIFA thing. They're fucking up the game.
Okay, well, Battlefield has like they have
the battle packs.
I'd rather get to a level, unlock my perks, my guns, my secondary, and my lethals.
I mean, you still do that in Advanced Warfare.
Only
thing that comes is armor.
And exosuits and different type of guns and...
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't need that. They don't need extra type of guns. They don't need that. They don't need it. They don't need it.
I'm tired of it.
Don't pull a rapist.
Don't pull a Bashiverse.
I'm cutting that out.
Mitchell. Yeah, you best cut that out.
Black Ops 3 should not have exos and not have supply drops.
They're still gonna have supply drops, obviously. I mean, the idea of it feels like it's been forced in there.
The best idea right now? They just scrap the new one that's coming out and just redo Black Ops 2 and Modern Warfare 2. That's my idea. That's what I would like to see.
Basically, is a redo of Black Ops 2.
I know, like they should just bring Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops 2 to the new consoles.
Why?
Because they're the best Call of Duties.
Well, I mean, they're supposed to, apparently supposed to be a Black Ops 2 and Black Ops 1 bundle pack coming out for next gen. But, I mean, it's not.
I could care less about Black Ops 1.
Yeah, but Modern Warfare 2 is too old to bring back, so.
No, it's not. You're never too old. They can bring back some Sega games if they want to, like James Bond shit or something.
They have new James Bond games for that.
This is an intense argument here.
Because there's
never
no
be
point
too
in
old.
Bringing back Modern Warfare 2. It's too old.
No, I wouldn't say it's too
old.
All
the gameplay mechanics have changed from there.
But who cares? They can bring it back.
I care, Matt.
They could imagine a Modern Warfare 2, new graphics. Oh my god.
You're just saying that they do like what they did with Halo 2. You just think that they should
remaster trailer.
It? So what you're really saying is you just want a Halo 2 remaster, or Modern Warfare 2 remastering.
Hell yeah.
Why are we talking about Modern Warfare 2 remastering right now if we're talking about Black Ops 3?
Fucking Black Ops 3. All I care is about is zombies, and I'm only here not to get fucking suspended or whatever the fuck it is.
Okay, on that happy note,
I'm gonna go make some food. I'll be back.
Last question. Okay, Matthew.
Okay,
Mitchell,
question.
I have one question just for you.
Yes.
If people right now, before seeing any of this stuff, if they just thought, should I pre-order it? Should I not pre-order it? What should I do? What would your
I'd say pre-order it.
Snap
you say?
Your neck.
You would say pre-order right now with all the information we have.
Snap.
You think you have confidence?
With all the information right now.
With the current information we have right now on BF, I keep saying Battlefield on Black Ops 3. Would you say pre-order it or no?
I could back up Treyarch. I think pre-order.
No, I don't. There's no information on it. You're pretty much like fucking diving in. Fucking the deep sea black water or like fucking random shit out there.
There's tons of information. Go make your food, Matt. Anyways, they say it's gonna be in the future. Hold on, I'm not done yet. They say it's gonna be in the future, and that's pretty much all you need. There's a leaked picture. You know.
I would say it's leaked.
True. There's a picture. The guy looks like he has an exosuit. I hope there's no exosuits. Please. Please, Treyarch.
But
please.
You do want a futuristic setting?
I'm fine with the futuristic setting. I mean,
I'm not.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
I mean, I wouldn't mind like 10 years in the future.
Yeah.
Well, like,
future means fair, more herpes.
Okay. Well, that was a great ending. No. This is just the first episode of this. We'll have more on this as we know more information after the world reveal. Yeah. Reveal. And
I'll still be here so I don't get found or fined.
Yeah. Oh, shut up, Matt. Okay. Well, Mitchell, do you want to close us out?
This has been Leveled Up Gaming.
So bye, guys. Fuck Mitchell.
And peace out.
But seriously, what Matt said.